Adam Pengilly from the Sydney Morning Herald joins us online. G'day, Adam.
Hey, TK. Hey, Laurie. How you going, guys?
Good, thanks, mate. Winks, what more can you add?
I've run out of stuff to say, Laurie. Superlatives just don't come to me anymore. I think I've used them all up. Just she was outstanding on the weekend, the Apollo Stakes. I suppose the big question mark, each campaign is usually her first up run, that sense of anticipation. Has she come back as good as ever? Is her fitness levels up to scratch? You know, is she going to be okay over 1,400 metres? But gee, she answered all those questions with a big affirmative there at Royal Randwick on the weekend. Hugh just had to give her a little bit of a squeeze, a little bit of a niggle, and then away she went. She put them away very, very quickly. So onwards and upwards. I know Chris Waller and Peter Tye had spoken about in the lead up till, I suppose, after the race, probably more than anything, about that nervous energy and the question marks whether they've done the right thing to have one more final farewell campaign. I think that question mark's definitely been answered now. So she'll head on to the Chipping Norton Stakes. Before we leave the Apollo Stakes, though, I want to have a big rap for Pat Webster and Happy Clapper. That horse is a... If you ever need a confirmation of how good he is, he's an outstanding horse. And in another era, we'd be talking about him as probably the best horse in Australia, potentially. So... He won't dodge her again. He'll go to the Chipping Norton Stakes as well, and hopefully they'll sort of take their different paths after that when Happy Clapper heads down to the All-Star Miles and get a wild card. But all honours with Winks on the weekend, guys. Just great to see her back at the track.
Yeah, the All-Star Mile. Well, that's, I think, voting it's shutting, isn't it, for the All-Star Mile. Then they've got to make a decision about what they're going to be doing. But the Futurity Stakes is coming up on the weekend at Caulfield. And then, of course, you've got Elise, Le Romaine, Brave Smash, Redkirk Warrior, all lining up there in the Futurity and heading towards that All-Star Mile.
That's right, TK. Voting closes this morning, I think, if I could stand corrected, but I'm pretty sure it closes today. So Racing for the Toy will announce the top 10 from the public vote tomorrow. Then they'll give themselves a couple of weeks to announce the wild card. So at this stage, it looks like Happy Clapper is probably going to need a wild card, along with a couple of other horses like Le Romaine's probably going to need one as well, Brave Smash. So Mystic Journey, I think, was on the fringe of the top 10 when voting went behind closed doors on the weekend. So I'll wait and see what Racing Victoria comes up with in a couple of weeks.
How good can Nikita Jane be after a win in the Light Fingers?
Wow, she was special, wasn't she, Laurie, on the weekend there? I suppose whenever Winks goes around, she's always pretty much run of the day, but Nikita Jane wasn't too far away. Going into that race on the weekend, I had the suspicion she'd probably be the best horse to come out of the race, but whether that race suited her on the weekend over 1,200 metres, I wasn't too sure, but gee, she answered those questions. She made a bit of a fool of me. She was outstanding. To do what she did in her first campaign and be a Group 1 place getter after only three starts was a big achievement. And to come back and win that race against a very, very talented bunch of fillies was a huge, huge fillip for Mark Newnham. He's got a pretty nice team, Mark Newnham, at the moment. And obviously, Nikita Jane will head on that fillies path. She'll progress towards races like the Surround and then probably look at races like the Vinery and Oaks later in the campaign. Does she stop by the Coolmore Classic against the Older Mares on the way through? I'm not too sure, but gee, she's a very exciting filly.
Wow. Mark Newnham said she'll either run a really, really good fifth. Well, you know, she could win, but you know, just there's bigger fish to fry, but she's something out of the box. There's no doubt about that, Nikita Jane. In her time, mate, down the straight, the 1,000 metres, the Lightning. Many thought it might be a little bit too, well, a little bit too short for many of these gallopers, but also a little bit too short for In Her Time. But that's group one, number two now for her.
Yeah, she flew under the radar a bit, didn't she, TK, in the lead-up to the race? I think a lot of the focus, at least from the Chris Lee stable, was on Graf, the three-year-old colt and the highly touted stablemate. But In Her Time was fantastic there, winning the Lightning Stakes. A bit of a tick for the Everest form with Osborne Bulls running second. So both those horses come out of the Everest and shows the form's probably going to stand up from that race last year. And In Her Time, she was outstanding. One thing I do want to mention on the race, guys, I felt desperately sorry for Chris Caserta. He put in so much work to get down to the 44 kilos to ride Jettistar, the two-year-old in the race. And the filly, probably as expected, she was there at the sort of furlong mark and then weakened out a bit late. So not great consolation there for Chris for all the hard work he put in there. But yeah, all honest with In Her Time, she's an outstanding mare. And I expect her to probably win a couple more feature races on the way through later in the autumn.
What's the latest with Ben Curry, mate?
Yeah, Laurie, it's not great news if you're a Ben Curry supporter. He had another 7 charges laid against him by the Queensland Racing Integrity Commission late on Friday, including one of them for the possession of a jigger. It goes back a fair while ago now, so it's another black eye for the sport up there in Queensland. The one thing I just cannot get my head around at the moment is that Ben Curry was allowed to have horses race at Doomben on the weekend. He actually had a winner. But after the Queensland Racing Integrity Commission came out and laid those further charges against him on Friday, the Brisbane Racing Club actually said to Ben, you're not welcome on our racetrack at either Doomben or Eagle Farm. So if you guys can help me work that out, why he's allowed to have someone take his horses to the races and win races, but not actually allowed to attend the races himself. It's just a bizarre situation up there. So he's got a show cause hearing today. in front of Queensland stewards to demonstrate why it should be able to keep entering horses and races up there in Queensland.
Yeah. That's why they're Queenslanders.
Well, I can't work it out, TK. It's bizarre.
They're a little bit virtually different.
Yeah.
We like that about them, but they're a little bit different.
Well, someone can take his horses to the races and they can win races, but he can't actually go and watch them himself.
Yeah.
So they take the horse under his name?
Yep. They'll train under his name on the weekend. Laurie, he actually won a race up there in Doomben on the weekend, but I'm presuming he sat home in his lounge room and watched the races.
Yeah, well, that's not right.
No, that's not right.
You can't have that.
And look, it would not be happening in New South Wales. There's no doubt about that. Adam, thanks for that.
Thanks, boys. You enjoy your day.